Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on your weekly superannuation news wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online. We begin with a significant triumph for the agricultural sector earlier this week. The federal government announced a robust support package aimed at enhancing superannuation benefits for thousands of seasonal farm workers across Australia. These hardworking individuals are now set to enjoy better retirement outcomes, underscoring our nation's commitment to a fair and equitable superannuation system. Transitioning from farms to workplaces in the city, it appears that businesses are now more adequately equipped to meet their super obligations. Reports earlier this week highlighted a substantial decline in superannuation guarantee charge statements, a positive reflection of increased corporates' adherence to regulations. This could be a testament to the direct relation stringent measures and inspections instituted by Australian taxation offices having on instilling corporate responsibility. In a twist, engaging our focus on the future, a landmark study released last week provided alarming insights into the stark gender divide within our national superannuation system. The report revealed a considerable superannuation gender gap, where Australian women are retiring with nearly half the super of their male counterparts. A powerful reminder that as much as we've progressed, this is a key area for reform needing urgent address. In lighter news, it seems that superannuation savers are proving to be surprisingly discerning. The numbers revealed an upsurge in eco-aware investing, with a marked shift towards ethical superfund options. I guess green is not just the color of money, but the color of our future. As we look to our super system's future, the government has proposed new reforms. These reforms mean younger Australians might soon find superannuation more relatable, with potential plans to extend the Superstream data standards to self-managed superannuation funds. Will this be a recipe for a more streamlined and effective super system? Time will undoubtedly tell. To wrap up this week's discussion, we had an intriguing revelation from the Superannuation Complaints Tribunal. It announced a substantial drop in consumer complaints related to superannuation, a testament that shows, despite its complexities, our super system is steering in the right direction, offering better service and support for Australians. Remember, for all your superannuation needs, please visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Till our news meet again next week, this is Paige Estrotori on your weekly superannuation news wrap.